Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Praise God, praise God. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He's coming back. We don't have no time to waste. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Well, I pray that you was enjoying the praise. Praise God, hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God, praise God. We are being heard in 5 different countries across the world. Praise God, all of the United States. Praise God, South Africa, the Grenadines, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I would say, praise God, and the United Kingdom and France, praise God. We are so thankful and grateful, praise God, to be heard in so many countries across the world to bring the gospel, and you are part of it. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Let's go to prayer. Lord God, thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for loving us, oh God, the way you do, oh God. Lord, it's indescribable. God, we just thank you for who you are to us, God. You're a God, and God, you don't change not, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, oh Father God. For everyone that's on, God, I pray that you touch them tonight, touch their families, oh God. Father God, anything they stand in need of, God, tonight is tonight. God, you will do it, God. We know that you can do anything but fail, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, we do lift up the sick, the hurting, oh God, Father God, those that are in trouble in any kind of way, God. Father God, Lord God, let your hand move. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver those that have COVID, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they be set free from COVID. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, all those with any kind of sickness, God, I pray that they would take up their bed and be healed. Oh, God, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let your spirit rule and reign, God, as we agree together, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord God, who else can we call up on but you, Lord God? Who else can we find rest but you, oh God? Who else can do but what you can, God? And Lord, we give you thanks and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some type of sickness or disease. Or you know someone that need prayer. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is no short of his word. God is no short of his word. He's willing to do if we repent and turn from our wicked ways. He will do what he said he will do. But he will not go against his word, praise God, because it's him. He stands for justice, praise God. He stands in righteousness, praise God, hallelujah, to prove himself to you, who he is to you, praise God. He promised you he will never leave you nor forsake you. So he won't leave you in the battle. He's going to go with you through the battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, do we have any prayer requests tonight? Do I need you to press 1 on your phone? Praise God. If you have any prayer requests tonight, press 1 on your phone so that we can pray for you before we go on into the service tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are so grateful to see all of you from different parts. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we have anyone, praise God. Hallelujah, that need a prayer request, praise God, would you press 1 right now on your phone? And we're going to ask Minister Bowman, can you pray for the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Is there any? I see one hand up. I was waiting to see if there's anyone else have a prayer request. Do you press 1 on your phone right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Yeah, I'm just saying hallelujah because I'm giving him the highest praise. I'm giving it all to Jesus. Praise God. Because he's the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Well, Sister Bowman, can you be out there while you're tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go ahead. What's your prayer request? 9132.
This is Zadie Cousin Vivian. Good evening.
Good evening.
Asking for general prayer for my husband, my family, my brother, and my nephew, and my family, unsaved members.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Minister Zadie. Is there anyone else before we go to prayer? Praise God. Okay, Sister Bowman, it's in your hands, you got. Sister Bowman?
Yeah, that's all the prayer requests.
That's all.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening just to tell you thank you. We thank you for gathering one more time. We just want to thank you because you've been so good to us. It ain't because we've been good to you. It's because you've been so good to us. You keep on keeping us, blessing us, protecting us, providing for us. And I just want to tell you thank you tonight, Lord. I just want to thank you for the shepherd of this call, Lord God, that you keep on blessing and keeping her and let her stay strengthened up to do what you ordained her to do. And I just want to thank you for every minister on the line tonight that came in and joined in to just see how good God is to us. And, Lord, I just want to thank you for Mother Zadie on tonight. Just keep on strengthening her and let her know that you love her and you never left her and you never left her family. We'll leave him, but he'll never leave us. And, Lord, I just want to thank you for whatever it is going on in the family. Lord, I know it's nothing too hard for you. Just let Jesus fix it for you, and he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Let him have his way. Don't have our way. Let him have his way. And God will forever be there for you. He is holding your hand. Every time you walk, he's holding your hand. Every time you move, he's holding your hand. He's front and back all over with us. So I just thank God for tonight. He keep on keeping us, blessing us, and just keep on keeping all the family that need to know him, get in a hurry, say, what must I do to be saved? Because he's surely on his way back. I just want to thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I lift my prayer request up to you tonight, Lord God. I lift my family up tonight, Lord God. I lost a first cousin with a heart attack. And, Lord, I lift the Travis and the Bowman family up to you tonight, Lord God. And then I lost a classmate, my classmate lost her husband. I need confirmation how to talk to her because I lost my husband too. And I can help her right now because all I have to say is I send her a text and say praying for you and I love you because if we get together, we're going to be crying together. And I don't want to go that away right now. So I just thank God for the faithful prayer warrior that's standing in the gap for me and my family. And I just want to tell you all tonight that Jesus loves you all, and I love you all. And the love we have for you all will never, never fade away. Amen.
Okay, we have one more. Go ahead, Minister Gwen.
good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
I'm asking prayers for myself. I'm in tremendous pain. I was in the laundry room, and I couldn't even bend over. I dropped some towels. And just the pain of my right hip and my right leg. I just had to scream out just a few minutes ago. I'm trying to lay down, and my little baby cow said, "Mama, what's wrong?" I said, "I'm in so much pain right now." But I know God is able. He always has brought me through. Amen.
Amen. So we lift Sister Gwen up to you tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen her and protect her and heal them pains. Whatever they are, Lord God, I know you could fix them because only you could fix them. We can't fix them, but you could. And, Lord, we asking you for healing tonight. We asking you for just healing the pains, Lord God. Whoever got pain, Lord, we ask you to take them away, Lord God, because they are not of you, God, because you don't have your children hurting. So, Lord, we bind Satan and send him back to the pits of hell where he belongs. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. So we just ask you the Lord to just keep on keeping on and healing where it need to be healed and just protect
you,
all hurt, harm, and danger. Wherever you go, Lord is with you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Is there anyone else before we go on? Can we ask Minister Jackie Keys for a song at this time?
Amen, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Singing high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you face to face. Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, again, I'm so glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. This program is mostly based upon the family, and I try to bring you an encouraging word. And if you would look out at our target that we have put on God's favorite, it's about the son, daughter, drugs, family. Prison walls, hurts, healing, and salvation. Praise God. So we wish that God meet every one of your needs, physically, spiritually, and financially. Praise God. So let us go to prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you, Lord God. Lord God, asking you to forgive me of my sins, oh God. Help me to stand before your people tonight. God, to share, oh God, one thing that is hindering in our families, oh God, just one, God. Oh, Father God, I need your help. Your word, God, is you. You already blessed. I pray that this will touch somebody's heart tonight, God, as I bring forth your word, God. Lord, lead me, guide me, teach me your ways, that I will follow wholly after you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, I am so happy to be here with you all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad you are here with me. Praise God. I see a number of you all in, on, and I'm so glad to have you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to talk about something of our families, from the rich to poor. Husband, wife, son, daughter, however that you may look at it. And it's one word, alcoholism. Alcoholism. Praise God. Alcoholism destroys homes, turn ambitious youth into hopeless parasites. Men into brutes, women into derelicts, destroys the weak and weakens the strong, and has killed more people than have ever fallen in wars ever been. This is serious. I don't know about you, but I have alcohol in my family. This is a sin now brings it before the Lord. Praise God. If we notice, praise God, that we have a parade called Bacchus. This spirit parades up and down our street every year in the parades. It helps you not to think straight, this alcoholic demon. It is a Canadian leader of his own. He uses profanity. How well do we know this alcoholic spirit, a demon? Well, it's a sin. When it all boils down, it's a sin. Alcohol, as I can remember, has traveled down through my family through the years. Alcohol has taken some deep, deep cuts into my family. I don't know about you. I'm just saying what I know about me. This curse, this sin, this demon, this vodka sin. And you know on the floats, that's all they do is drink. They drink, they drink, they drink. Because it's a sin. It's a sin time. It's a time to have fun. It's a time to curse. Let the hair down. It is said alcoholism is a disease, but the Bible say it is a result of sin. One does not buy a disease by the bowel or serve it for parties. Sickness will not keep a person out of heaven, but alcohol will. This alcoholic demon that I'm referring to. I don't know about you, but I pray against this demon tonight of sin, alcoholism, that has destroyed so many families, as I just named some. Alcoholism has been a part, and I curse it tonight in the name of Jesus, to go wherever, into a dry place, seeking rest, finding none. We have found, praise God, people of high degree, people that are wealthy people. We have found that alcoholism has been a part, has taken the part in our families over the years and over the years. It has caused marriages to disperse. It has caused many hurts, much pain, alcoholism. Alcoholism has caused people to live on the street. And I can go on and on. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:10, no drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of God. Not me saying it. When I come to you, I don't want it to be me. I want the word of God. No drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of God. Alcohol is far the worst drug in the world as far as number of injured or killed is concerned. This is serious, people. That's why God tell us to pray. That's why we ought to be having prayer meetings. This is why we ought to be praying for one another. Alcoholism have entered our families. And the Bible say they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That bring heaviness to my heart. I know somebody going to hell if they don't get rid of this alcohol. Alcohol destroys brain cells that will never be replaced and seriously affects the heart and the liver. We know. Guess what? Nobody can do anything about it but Jesus. If you tell them to go to a rehab, they only have to want to. Nobody can make them. So they hold on to their demon. Praise God. It temporarily impairs vision. You know, when the police stop them out there, they can't even see straight. This is alcoholism. Speech and coordination is off, as well numb inhibitions and guilt. People spend years and vast sums of money to obtain an education. We have highly educated people in holding offices. This breaks my heart. I went to college, got degrees, but they have turned to alcohol. Gained social status, success in profession or business, ranks in the military, so forth. Yet after a few drinks, they reduced to fools with less control over their mind and body. As a kindergarten child, Paul do for them. As I said, alcohol doesn't just destroy the person, but it's destroying the person that they're living with, their wives, their children. Alcoholism is destroying worse than any other drug. Alcohol is causing people to have accidents and kill other people. So it's a murdering demon. Alcoholism lands people, our sons and daughters, behind prison walls. It causes hurts to the family. Praise God. Alcoholism. Over $30 billion is spent on alcohol. If there are 100 billion over users, praise God. Children start as early at the age of 7. This spirit, this demon, praise God, starts at an early age. Praise God. Ecclesiastes, let's look at another verse. 11:9 said, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A person drinks not from thirst. They're not thirsty for water. This is a thirst for more of sin. From emptiness. A thirst for more of emptiness, emptiness from God, because they need to turn and let salvation come into their hearts. God say, "My people shall never thirst but they shall be satisfied with goodness and good things. Praise God. There are many excuses for drinking. There are many. You know, I've sat down and I've talked to them, why you drink? Why? Why don't you stop? Why don't? Why? And you know, a drunkard can tell you many reasons why they drink. They are worried and depressed. Depression is up on them. They are steady crying, the tears. You know, I've seen this many times on Dr. Phil's show. Many times. We see it. Crying in depression. They are insecure. Insecurity takes over their mind. Inferiority. Relaxed in what they are doing. They want to escape from reality. Stimulant. Drug of alcohol is a stimulant that helps them to relax in it. Fading away all the time. Going deeper and deeper in sin. Praise God. Some drink due to loneliness, not knowing that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Praise God. Many drink over guilt to cover up their guilt, things that they done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't know how to give it to Jesus and let Jesus take it all. He that covets his sin shall never prosper. A drunkard never prospers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some serve alcoholic beverage because it is the gracious way to entertain. They want to entertain big, y'all have seen this. They want to be big-time entertainers. They want to have the boy in their house, and they want to do this and do that with the alcohol and have fun, they say. It's sad. Habakkuk 2:15, warn to him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and maketh him drunk. We shouldn't even have alcohol in our home to give to somebody when they want to drink when they come in. The Bible just said, woe unto them. Woe unto you. Don't give somebody something that is no good for them. Praise God. Vast majority drink because everybody else is doing it. We know since there have been children going to these colleges and they taking these challenges to be a part of something, wanting to be a part. We don't have to drink alcohol to be a part of some kind of sorority. And they die. And they die. They fear being different. Anyone that drinks just to be a part, they are going to float downstream. It takes life to go against the current. Praise God. 1 John 5:12 says, he that has a son that has life, praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for our sons. We pray for our daughters. Praise God. We see so much out here on the street. We see them drunk. Praise God. We see them begging for money for more alcohol. It's some mother's son. It's some mother heart is broken. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel was a young captive in the foreign countries, but he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine. Have to be determined in the heart not to get involved with the dainties of when someone offers you something. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hear
Sister Felicia Keys sings sometimes. It could have been me. It could have been me. But I walked away. When I was offered drugs, when I was offered the alcohol, my mind said, I would like to know what it tastes like, since so many getting sick. And the spirit said, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For I had the spirit of God living on the inside of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21 said, wine is a marker. Strong drinks is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You're not a wise. Your family member, your loved one, the people you know are not wise if they are let wine part of their lives and does not want to turn from that sin. Praise God. Hosea 4:11 said, wine taketh away the heart. It's all written here in the word, my people. We have to find with mothers who have children, our husbands who have who are fathers, bind with them in prayer and pray for deliverance. Praise God, because they are going through some trying and deep times in their lives. Praise God. Proverbs 23:29-32, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who wounds without, who has contentious? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it is given his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. The word is here to teach us. Stay away from the wine. Stay away from the alcohol. Try to get some help from someone that is a family member or someone you know that has been attracted by the wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 5:22, warn to them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drinks. You know, they love to pull different things in it. To enhance, I would say, strong drinks. Strong drinks. But you know, they always say, well, Jesus drank wine. We cannot compare Jesus to this wine that they have now, this alcohol. Jesus had a different kind of wine. It wasn't a wine to make you drunk. Because if you drink this wine, you'll get drunk. But Jesus' wine, you didn't get drunk. That's what they have to recognize. It's a different kind of wine. Jesus had a spiritual wine. This is a physical wine that torments you, keeps you in torment. Praise God. The devil always corrupts that which is good. Praise God. Gains that should be used to feed the starving of the world and being turned into liquor to enslave those who drink it. The devil wants to enslave our people, our husband, our wives, our children, our politicians, president. Look at our president, Barack Obama. They had to get him delivered from smoking. And we know what smoking will do. So these demons reaches into the family and tries to destroy every part of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible continues to equate wine with strong drinks in Leviticus, Numbers, Judges, and Proverbs, and Micah. Praise God. It's all through the Word. God knows all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abstain. He said, abstain from all appearance. In 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from wine and filthiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of person. For his children, he has but one standard, regardless of country, culture, or custom. He don't have no respect of person. He wants all of us to be saved, delivered, and set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants them all to be delivered. Hallelujah. God loves is so vast, praise God, to no matter what state they are in or you are in, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to be set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, we can't explain this love. Can't explain that love when he loves somebody who has gotten caught up. Think about when God said he's married to the backslider. Think about God said that he, if you fall seven times, you can get back up again. Think about what God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is just letting us know who he is to us. If we can get our loved ones to turn from this sin that so easily has creeped into their hearts and creeped into their souls and minds, and they have their families hurting. We have hurting families. Yes. Wine, beer, and hard liquor comes under both headings, evil and unclean. God would not pronounce a war on the use of alcoholic beverage. In the Old Testament and sanction, it is it in the New, many seeming contradiction is the translation and interpretation. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thus he would not approve of his children drinking anything that would rob them of clear thinking and slow down their reflexes. Even the slightest degree, God wouldn't do it. And we want to make excuses. Well, God made everything. God made, and he said everything was good. You know, I don't know about you, but I hear these things when I begin to minister to people. When they don't want to hear and they don't want to turn, praise God. Turn from your wicked ways and hear from heaven, praise God. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy is his works. Praise God. Hallelujah. The world, thus he would not approve of his children drinking anything that would rob them of happiness and holiness. No, God wouldn't do it. He would not keep them from being with the church and praising him. There's no praise in a drunkard. Staggering. God said, be sober. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Corinthians, read Colossians 3:1-3 tells us, praise God.
how they use it, all kind of profanity and whatever. Hallelujah. Colossians 10:31-32. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God is here to help us with our loved ones who is being dead. They are dead. They are not in Christ. The alcoholic must admit his own need for help and that God, through his son Jesus, is the only help. Admit that it is sin in his life. He have to come running, just like the boy had been in the hog pen. He has to come back and repent, and until then, they won't be delivered. Praise God. 1 John 1:9-10, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the alcoholic, the drunkard, have to repent. There is repentance. That's the only way, praise God, is repentance. Repent. Turn. Turn from their sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now renounce all connection with that sin. Please break the chain, bind, and set them free. Satan holds on to their mind and their body. Take out all roots of desire for that which is contrary to the will of God. I have seen people delivered. I don't know about you. And I have heard people tell how they got delivered from alcohol. They had to turn. They had to turn. Turn from that and be delivered. If they don't turn, there are going to be some truly, truly defects and effects to the body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Destroy all liquor, drugs, tobacco, so forth. Buy no more, accept no more. That's where we have to come to. Praise God. Accept no more of this stuff in our lives, in our home. Praise God. Pray for one another. Pray for another. Pray that some mother's child is being delivered. Pray that some mother's son is being delivered. Some woman's husband or some husband's wife. I've seen some women that's so drunk. Oh, my God. It's a sin. Sending. Praise God. Well, there is so much more I can speak on this. And I do pray that you have enjoyed this message tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance and give you peace. Pray our families, our loved ones that have made it big, but went to jail because of some of these effects that happens in the life. Drugs, alcohol, theft. We got all kind of things going on. The devil is trying to steal our families. But you who are spiritual, you who are strong, pray ye one for another. Be blessed, and I pray that I'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. It's prayer. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Amen. Praise God. It's prayer time. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.